everybody. This is Bob. Welcome to Static Show.
Hey. Miles Title here.
It's Fat Miles.
Fat Miles.
Miles, you like school in the summertime. No class. That's right out the Cosby Kids right there,
you.
Fat Albert.
Thank you.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Good line.
Yeah.
I always used to tell that to Rudy. Rudy? You know, Rudy was the cool guy or whatever.
Wow. You have an excellent memory.
That's what people tell me.
Yeah.
At least I got something.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm a quadriplegic in a wheelchair, but at least I got my memory.
Yeah.
I piss into a tube.
Yeah.
At least I got my memory.
Yeah.
Oh man, I want to tell you.
Yes.
And I want to put it out there for everybody, so that I'm going to make a pledge to myself, but you know everybody can listen. I pledge never to eat any more licorice as long as I live.
Uh oh.
You want to know why?
Doesn't licorice constipate you or something?
Well, it does. Evidently, it does a lot more than that.
Uh oh.
It's like, you know, some people drink, right? Some people smoke pot. Some people do crack. Well, I cannot stop myself when I get a hold of a pack of licorice.
Wow.
I got some licorice for Easter, and I had it in my office at work, and I ate probably 3/4 of the pack by the end of the day.
What flavor?
It was a cherry Twizzler.
Oh, boy.
I don't like the black licorice so much. I like the red, the cherry, the strawberry, any kind of red licorice. I've had grape licorice as well. But I'm telling you, I was in so much pain that evening. If you could have sliced my fat gut open, you could have pulled out a stomach-shaped Twizzler all together.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, and then my kids punching me in the stomach.
Oh,
and
no.
My wife was egging her on. Jump on daddy's belly.
Oh, no.
I'm like laying on the floor moaning. Oh. Oh, my God.
Hey, when you pooped, did it look like a Twizzler?
It looked like those ones, you know, that come out with, like, there's, like, the one big one in the middle and the several little ones on the... No.
Yeah.
It didn't look like that. But the worst thing was, I'm just going to go on as little... This really isn't my story, but I had to put that out there because I've done this so many times. Every time I get a hold of a pack of licorice, I eat the whole, almost the whole thing, and then I am in such pain and agony that evening and the next day and so forth that I just... It's like, I just can't help myself. I'm totally addicted.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Wow.
I can have like a 12-pack of beer for a party, and it would stay here for 2 years and never get drank because I just don't drink beer.
Yeah.
Twizzlers, I'll eat the whole goddamn thing, and then I'll be laying on the couch. Oh! Oh!
Oh.
The worst thing was, then I had this, like, I had the Twizzlers, and then I couldn't poop for like a day and a half or something.
Right.
And then I just got this raging diarrhea.
Oh.
I mean, raging. Oh. I have had diarrhea in the middle of in the middle of the night. I wake up, clenching my ass cheeks because I had to go so bad. It's horrible. I have had it since, I think since last Thursday.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is, it's really striking me at night and early in the morning.
Yeah.
And I cannot fart. I cannot fart like a normal person because I'm so worried about having diarrhea. And you wonder why I was grumpy whenever we did our little pre-show banter talk that we talk about our, you know, what's our wives and kids doing and everything. And I'm all grouchy and stuff. I'm grouchy because, number one, I got, like, so stopped up on licorice.
Yeah.
And then now I cannot stop the flow. It's
my God.
You know, you're having the flooded. The levee broke, let me tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
I tried sandbagging, but it did not work.
Oh, my goodness.
Because we got the floods in Iowa. You're coming to Missouri.
Oh.
And I mean, honestly, oh my God.
Oh my.
I woke up at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Last Wednesday was the worst. I woke up like 3 in the morning, and I just essentially sat on the pot until the sun came up.
Oh my goodness.
And I mean, it was just like wave after wave after wave.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Maybe there's a support group for licorice people like yourself.
There should be.
If anyone knows, you could please email the show.
Yeah, email me, because I mean, if it's on sale for like $1, I can't pass it up. And I can't buy the little pack that you get in the vending machine.
Yeah.
It has like 4 sticks. That won't do me.
Oh.
I got to have the whole big pack.
Oh, my God.
And all to myself.
Oh, your intestines and everything.
I had to throw away that quarter of a pack left. I got to work I stayed home Thursday, oddly enough, because of my intestinal distress.
Oh, my goodness.
And I went to work on Friday. I threw that pack away as soon as I got in there. It was just like smoking or something. You just got to give it to I didn't give it to anybody. I just like, I got to put it in the garbage.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. I don't know what's going to happen now.
Something's not right with you, dude.
You're telling me.
Something's not right.
I can't handle it. I don't know what they put in that stuff.
You'll eat the whole bag, though? That's weird.
I'm telling you, I will eat as much of a whole bag as I can. I only ate part of a whole bag because I was working, so I had to go do things.
Yeah.
But I ate probably 3/4 of the bag, and if I would have like stayed late or something, I would have ate the rest of that bag.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, in one day.
Jeez.
Over an 8-hour period.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I started in the morning. It was just like... I just can't. I don't know what the deal is. I walked around with licorice in my hand, hanging out of my mouth.
Oh,
geez. And I've paid the price.
It's like something hard and red in your mouth all day, though.
Well, right? Yeah. No, I don't need anything hard and red in my mouth all day.
Oh, okay.
Soft and chewy. I was going to say, after all this diarrhea, my asshole looks like the knot end of a red balloon.
Oh, God. That is too much information. That is way too much information.
You know what the knot end of a... If you take a balloon and tie a knot in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the idea.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was sitting on the pot and I thought of that. I thought, I got to tell this to Miles.
Yeah,
I love that one, because I'm like, oh, geez. I used to buy this cheap toilet paper because I was trying to save some money, but not anymore, let me tell you.
You need to get yourself some Tux or something, man.
I need something. I don't know what I need.
Man,
so what's,
right.
What's going on with you?
Hey, you know what? Switching gears here for a second. Spring is in the air.
Yeah?
And, of course, that always means... conjures up a lot of things, I guess, but road construction would be one of them.
Sure, right? Road construction in the spring, definitely, yeah.
Right. So, they've got a little project going on about a mile away from my house, you know.
Oh, yeah?
And, so I'm going to work a few days ago, and I'm coming up to it, and I see they've got one lane closed down, which is no big deal. There wasn't really a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
But they got this guy doing the traffic signs, the little... you know, stop, slow.
Yeah.
And if this is not Jeff Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Was there a guy delivering a pizza to him or something?
I don't know. He's got like, you know, like the black, like Jacques Cousteau stocking cap, you know.
Yeah.
And he's got like the blonde, scraggly hair coming out of it, you know. So I'm coming up to the guy and he's like, you know, he's doing a good job. He's trying to tell me slow down and pointing, you know, get in the other lane, right?
Right.
So I'm like, oh, well, you know, that's all right. You know, he looks like a bum, but maybe he's okay, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I forget about it. I go to work. And later on, I'm coming home the same way now. I'm going back home.
Uh-huh.
And, fire trucks. You hear them?
Are they coming to your house?
I don't know. Hopefully not. Honey, is the house on fire?
Your kids were watching Jackass, weren't they?
Yeah, I don't know. They're hauling ass.
Yeah?
Okay, it's not my house, so I'll keep going. So I come back up to the construction zone, and I can see in the distance there's like a big semi coming the other way.
Uh-huh.
And they still have like one lane closed down.
Okay.
And I can see like the Jeff Spicoli guy, and he's just like sitting down, like not paying attention.
Uh-huh. He's had a long day.
Yeah, you know, he's got like too much TCH or something. Did I get that right? TCH?
Yeah, THC.
THC?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, like, all of a sudden, like, something triggered him, like, to look up, and he sees, like, both of us coming, you know, towards each other, and he's, like, flipping around the sign, like, back and forth. He's, like, trying to figure out, like, who he's like, it's going, like, and about six times he's like, you know, he stops the semi. He's like, stop, stop. He lets me go through.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like cracking up as I'm going past this guy, you know. And I'm, hopefully he didn't see me laughing at him. But I thought, man, can't they get someone a little more talented to do the same thing, you know.
Hey, you could do it.
I could.
You could. They pay pretty good for that kind of work, don't
you think?
Was it Illinois or was it Iowa?
It was here in Iowa.
Oh, I don't know if they pay as good. In Illinois, they pay really good, I think.
I've heard that.
You know, because it's all, like, insider stuff.
I don't know.
You know, in Illinois, it's a fairly corrupt state, I think.
Yeah.
All, but,
I don't know.
Both of us coming from Illinois, I guess.
I don't know.
So Spicoli was trying to get everybody to stop, and he couldn't decide who to stop or who to go. What was he doing, like?
I don't know if he was just reflecting on something or what the deal was, but he was, like, not even paying attention.
You sure he didn't have, like, a spirograph on the ground there and he's using the sign to draw with or something?
You know, I don't know. I think he was trying to burn ants with the magnifying glass. I don't know what the hell this guy was doing. But I'm like, Spicoli, you know, who's going to win this? Me or the semi, you know?
Hey, Mr. Hand.
Yeah, I'm hearing James Bond music, you know, in my head. Da 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 da. We're getting closer.
Are you gonna jump the semi? Is that what you're gonna do?
Oh man.
Well, just the I gotta mention it just because we heard the fire engines.
Yeah.
I had an incident where I was home with my gastrointestinal distress on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I heard fire engines just like that.
Really?
And, yeah. Well, not exactly like
They're
that.
Coming to put up my asshole with the fire!
not like exactly like that. It wasn't over the phone or anything. But but I'm listening, and they're getting closer.
Yeah.
And they're getting closer. And then they pull up in front of my house.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my neighbor's house caught on fire.
Oh, no. No way.
Yeah, it's kind of a tragedy. The fire truck pulls up in front, flashing lights, pulling out, whipping out the hoses. Guys are running everywhere.
Oh,
I go. My daughter was home too because she wasn't feeling well, so we were kind of convalescing together. And I was fixing her lunch, and I go to the front door, look out. There's three fire trucks on the street.
Oh,
yeah, and I realize that my neighbor's house is on fire.
Oh no,
like right next door.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're close enough, it's a city neighborhood, so we're pretty much close enough where you can almost touch the houses when you walk in between them.
Right.
So I was very concerned that our house was going to be catching on fire soon as well.
Oh, my gosh.
But thanks, I got to put it out, the St. Louis fire people, excellent job, these folks. They put out the fire, did not harm our house, thank goodness.
It's just like the yard guy that always, like,
Yes, it's the yard guy. My neighbor, who I talked about, his yard was the Gobi Desert or the Sahara or something, yes. And his basement caught on fire, and he got out. No one in the house.
Thank goodness.
And the fire department was here, the cops were here, the emergency people were here, the Red Cross was here. There were so many vehicles out front on the street. It was just amazing. And I was watching my daughter who was eating a cheese toastie at that point.
Yeah.
And I couldn't leave to go and get into the fun there, you know, with all the people in the neighborhood that were out on the street as well. It was amazing how many people stay home on the work week.
Did everyone out here have licorice, too?
Yeah, no licorice.
Whose butt hurt?
All these people were out, and I couldn't believe that there were so many people home from work on a Thursday because they all have full-time employment. And so, like, I'm standing at my front door, and my neighbor on the other side comes out, and he's, like, just woke up.
Uh-oh.
It's, like, 11:30 or 12.
Oh, my God.
He just woke up. He walks out and comes over and says, "What's going on?" I said, "Hey, it's the yard guy's house is on fire."
the roof is on fire.
And he's like, really?
Oh, God.
I'm like, did you just wake up? He's like, why aren't you at work? Aren't you on vacation? So we're interrogating each other as to why we're home.
Yeah.
He's an accountant, and so tax season is over, and so he's like...
Oh, yeah, right.
He's done. They take vacation, I guess, the week after taxes or
whatever. Oh.
So, yeah, he just woke up, so he's kind of mingled in with all the happenings that were going on outside.
Oh, geez.
You mentioned the roof is on fire. They had a ladder truck with a hose on the end of it extended, right. And they were hosing down the roof of the neighbor's house.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they were worried about the fire coming through.
Yeah.
And so, like... I was sitting in my kitchen on my dining room with my daughter, looking out the back window, all this water coming down in my backyard off the roof of the neighbor's house.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it was just like in sheets. It was like the worst rainstorm you ever saw coming down in the backyard.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And they had to break out some windows and stick hoses in there and stuff.
Maybe the water will be good for his yard, though.
Yeah, maybe it will rehydrate his yard.
We can only hope.
Yeah, something's got to happen. But
yeah.
Yeah, now it's all charred in the inside, so it's not totally devastated. But I guess his basement is pretty well cooked.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know what that bodes well for the rest of the house, you know, being the basement is your foundation and your structure for your most houses. It was a pretty bad deal. So he made it out. Everybody was safe. He thinks his cat did die.
Oh, boy.
But he has not found the cat or its remains. So.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know if the cat spontaneously combusted or what the deal was. But the St. Louis Fire Department are aces at their job, let me tell you.
All right.
They saved the day and saved my house, so I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah.
Now if they'd only come over and board up the windows, but I guess I can't hope for everything, can I?
No. But except for more licorice.
Yeah, I don't want any more licorice. No, I'm swearing off licorice. I'm like, I should wear, you know, like, don't they have people who have been through rehab wear, like, little pens or something? That say, like, you know, no booze or no coke or something like that.
I think, don't like, people in AA have, like, a token or something.
They have something, right? I need to have something to carry around for this licorice thing I got going on. Because, I mean, I can't have it anymore. There's just no way. I can't do it. I could do it when I was a kid. I cannot do it anymore. My system cannot handle the licorice that I can intake.
So you will not be the spokesman for Twizzlers, right?
I don't, yeah. It makes my mouth happy, but my asshole is just mad as hell.